Welcome to Japan Real Estate and Business News Podcast. Today we're looking at the uncertain dollar in our current environment and the increased attraction to Japanese properties. Cash may be king, but it doesn't always rule, particularly not when the Federal Reserve enacts a loose monetary policy. Yes, there's the potential to stimulate the economy and employment, and there's the benefit of credit opportunities. But when there is no end in sight for the economic turmoil and global anxiety, or a concise plan, investors prefer to park their money anywhere rather than in deposits that provide minimal returns or that could take a potential hit. For this reason, real estate tends to do well as interest rates drop, allowing investors to take advantage of low mortgage rates and buy properties. So investors ask, where do we go from here? I'm Priti Donnelly, Sales and Marketing Manager, Nippon Tradings International. So first, let's look at the unsettling situation and put it into perspective. In mid-2019, the Fed signaled a readiness to cut interest rates as uncertainty around the impact of the U.S. trade battles clouded its outlook. The rally gathered pace in early 2020 as U.S.-China tensions rose and China enacted security legislation in Hong Kong, followed by a blame war over who is responsible for the coronavirus outbreak. Not knowing if the Fed is going to keep its dovish monetary policy for an extended period of time signaled weak economic growth and a weak dollar. To make matters worse, there is no realistic expectation that a vaccine for the coronavirus will be available before 2021, which means local shutdowns globally and limited economic recovery. And just when you think that you can catch your breath, the flu season will be ready to kick in, only to worsen the already complex situation. Now, let's look at a solution to ride out the storm. As the pandemic upends economies worldwide, heightening investors' anxiety, many, including those who have not deployed their full capital in the equity markets, are looking for a vehicle to hedge their risk. One option is the Gold Exchange Traded Funds, ETF. Another option is alternative currencies. The third option is the Japanese property market, the second largest real estate market in the world after the United States. Not a lot of people know that. Here's why this is a viable option. First, properties are affordable. So we're looking at approximately $50,000 American dollars and up, allowing investors to deploy funds to multiple investments with no restrictions to foreigners. Next, high yield. We're looking at 6% to 10% net pre-tax, generating a lucrative monthly return from rental income. Next, impact of the exchange value of the yen against the dollar when the timing is right. Because Japan is a traditional country, the language barrier makes it a challenge for foreigners to tap into this market. But our services as a proxy, speaking both English and Japanese, helps bypass this language barrier to give you access to this lucrative property market. Until a timeline is established for the development of a vaccine, and until geopolitical clashes between the world's two biggest economies are more or less resolved, the world will continue to be impacted by economic turmoil and this health crisis. How long it will take to restore confidence is uncertain. What we have learned from 2020 so far is to expect the unexpected, and more importantly, be prepared for the unexpected. Contact us at info@nippontradings.com and let us know how we can help you. Keeping you informed, I'm Priti Donnelly, Sales and Marketing Manager, Nippon Tradings International.